We are back. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to keep on this MCRGO. There's lots to get to. And
there is.
I distract him. I eat up time, and then he doesn't get through his show. I told him, John, don't even bring a written out show. Bring your bullet points, and let's just Wild West.
Before you know it, we'll be talking about it in John Wick 7 or something, so we can't do that.
It happens anyway. I have to say.
Well, all right. So this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. My buddy Jeremy at Reliable. I had really good talks with him this week. He's having quite a week, and he's getting things lined up. And I think he's going to be building a garage for us pretty quick. So I'm excited about that. That's coming up.
For you or for Jake?
It's going to be for Jake. But yeah. We're excited, and that's coming up quick. But you can get a hold of Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises.
Another one of these things where you got to have somebody. Yeah. He's the guy. I love having this as well.
This is the week.
My daughter referred to them.
Spring's coming this week.
Yeah.
As soon as this weather breaks good, and it's the first 80-degree day or whatever we're going to have, you know, coming up, the lilacs bloom, or you find there's more dead skunks in the road than dead deer, that's when you know spring's here. Okay?
Is that it? That's an indicator.
When there's more skunks in the road than deer.
Okay.
That's a definite sign that spring is here.
It's not raccoons, because you always see them in the road.
Raccoons are crazy. They just commit suicide.
You know why?
I think they're tired of being raccoons.
You know why?
It's the stripes on their tail. Scares them into the road.
You know why? You know why chickens cross the road?
Tell me.
To show raccoons that it can be done.
Right before I got rid of my chickens, we lost one in the road.
Yeah.
And it was a white spot in the road. I didn't know what it was. It was a chicken.
Yeah.
And it was flat.
Yeah.
And it was about
flat chicken.
18 by 18 inches square, yep. You know? And mm-hmm. It was the, my, when I turned, I go,
that one didn't make
it. I'm not even going to try to get it off the road. I just left it there for a couple weeks. It was sad.
Become part of the asphalt.
It got out and became part of the road. I don't know why he tried to cross the road. He didn't read
the
book.
They just do.
I don't know. I just don't know. But anyways, no. Reliable Enterprises, 810-429-6957. And remember, you can always link to these guys right from my website, which is thegss.com. So here on Pi Day, we're talking more about MCRGO. We're having MCRGO Pi today. Mm. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Let's chew it up. Now, MCRGO, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, they want the focus of enforcement on criminals, not on law-abiding citizens. They stress it. They want law-abiding citizens to not face penalties for these problems, and that's how I ended the last show talking about that, and it's important.
Instead of making law-abiding citizens jump through hoops, the people who are breaking the law,
and rake them over the coals,
force it vigorously, sure when there are warning signs that you're following up on
it. Yeah. Now, I live in Genesee County. I've always had really good luck with Genesee County, and I still do.
Yep.
Dominic Clemens, our guy that's in charge of it in Genesee County, very good to work with. The whole department is good. The CPL department's great. So I'm very happy there. I'm not sure about Lapeer County, but all my buddies from Lapeer County don't seem to complain.
No, I would imagine it's...
I would imagine it's good.
Yeah.
And I talked to folks out in Shiawassee County and folks north. I don't know anybody that's really having problems, but I've never done anything wrong enough to get in trouble either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now, a culture of responsible gun ownership is stronger when it's built voluntarily. Encouraging education, encouraging safety, and encouraging responsibility through training is what helps build a stronger firearms community. Then relying solely on mandated rules. Oh, I've got to do 4 hours of class, you know, and I got to take next Saturday and do that 4-hour refresher class before I can get my CPL. If it's mandatory, it's, you know, if they made you do it, you'd be upset. But if you do it voluntarily, you're going to be better off. So as of today, states that offer permitless carry, listen to this: Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. That's a pretty doggone big list of states that allow permitless carry. We're hoping we add Michigan to it, and I think it'll be a better place to live with permitless carry. Less regulations is something our government in Michigan has never been real big on. So the, but I, in this situation, I think the less is going to be better for us. So now when it comes to more guns equals less crime, I cannot stress enough the need to join MCRGO and follow them, get the updates from them like I do. It'll help you. It'll help broaden your mind. And my good buddy Steve Doolin over there just did a wonderful interview, and he put it on Facebook. And I said, you are a wealth of knowledge. I'm so glad you're on our side, because he's a good attorney and he does an excellent job. But he's just part of the system. It's not all him, believe me. Now, I want to blend right from all this talk about permitless carry to I want to talk about what are the best-selling handguns for 2025, because I get people ask me, probably the two most prevalent questions I get asked, unless it's close to deer season, what's your favorite carry handgun? And then the other question is, what do you think about permitless carry? Or what do you think about open carry? Those are very prevalent questions. I get them all the time. Now, the best-selling handguns for 2025, according to the powers that be, that the ones that the big national companies that sell these guns will tell you, and I hear these ads all the time on talk radio for Sig Sauer. Well, sure enough, Sig Sauer, with their P365 series, they've got about 20 variations of it. They have hit number one in sales. They have outsold Glocks for carry guns. The 365 series is the number one selling gun for 2025. They are nice guns. They are high capacity 9mm, and they offer so many variants. You can get them from $500 to $1,500 in different configurations. And you could probably go gold if you wanted to, but I have seen them in rose gold. We highlighted that gun about a year and a half ago on here. Beautiful guns. Second gun was the Glock 5 Gen 5 Glock 19 Gen 5. And that's understandable. It's a nice gun. Now the Gen 6 is out, so it'll be huge this year, I'm sure. It's a good-looking gun. I like it. And improvements that don't allow the Glock switch and such in them is going to make them a little more popular, I think. Now, the third gun is the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus. Now, why is this gun so good? They've taken the Shield. Smith & Wesson constantly does improvements on their guns. And similar to how Sig Sauer has 20 models on the market, Smith & Wesson introduces a new one, they weed the other one out quickly. Well, it does hurt the resale value a little bit on those, but it gives a brand new gun in the store, and it makes people want to come and buy them. So I understand Smith & Wesson's been around a long, long time, and they are good guns, and I admire and like all my Smiths. But that Shield Plus, what a home run. Small, light, high capacity, double action, just smart guns. They've taken a gun that used to hold 7 rounds and now it holds 14 or 15, concealable and very, very nice. So a home run. All these guns are great. The next one is the Springfield Hellcat. I've talked about it a lot. I carried a Hellcat for a couple years. I enjoyed it. Nice gun. And literally, I wouldn't kick any of these out of bed. So they're all good guns. Now, those are the top selling concealed guns. Now, whatever you have, you might say, well, my favorite's a 38 Special. Good. You know, every now and then I get in the mood and I put a wheel gun on and that's what I carry. But any of those semi-autos are your number ones. And 9 is still the king of the hill. 9mm is still the hot tamale. It's the
tried and true.
The one that people are looking for. 40s have really, really drifted away. 10mm are huge. I carry 10 for fun and for hunting, but I don't carry it for self-defense very much, although I do have some small ones. I don't carry it for self-defense very much. It is a powerful round. But 9mm, very similar to a 38 Special, a little bit better performance usually out of the 9mm. And it's like you say, tried and true, and it works. So whatever you're carrying, just be responsible. That's the main thing. Follow the rules, follow the laws. Don't carry where you're not supposed to. If you do, do it so discreetly, and I don't recommend it, but do it so discreetly that nobody's going to know you have it. You know, if it's just a minute in and out of a building or something, just don't break the laws, because those little infringements will lead you to lackadaisical episodes and Next thing you know, you've done something wrong and you're in trouble.
And if you want to know where you can and where you can't, MCRGO, I would imagine, is a good resource.
Yeah, there'll be some help there. And you can simply Google, in Michigan, where can I not carry a gun? Because they passed a lot of legislation the past couple of years. Some of it's going to stay. Some of it's going to probably go away. But it depends on who our next governor is. But a lot of these rules and regulations are based around, like, voting places. Your voting places are now, your polling places are now illegal to carry guns at.
Yep.
And if there's any place you should be able to carry a gun, it should probably be a voting place, a place to vote. If you can't carry a gun there, but you can go vote illegally, that's an odd situation. Can you be an illegal alien and go vote? I don't know. They're saying it happens. but that's a whole nother fight. How are we doing time-wise? We got any time?
You got about a minute.
About a minute? We have a minute?
You know what? Let's save it. We'll use it relishing and talking about some of the guns. We're going to talk about some of the great ones they have at Williams Gun Sight Company in our next segment.
Next.
That are great for concealed carry.
Well, just remember how many days it is till deer season. Okay, 244 days till rifle season starts.
There you go.
That gives you something to smile about and drink some more coffee. Fill up that cup. We'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.